When they saw him walking on the lake, they thought he was a ghost. They cried out because they were terrified. Immediately he spoke to them and said, "Take courage, it is I. Don't be afraid." Then he climbed into the boat with them, and the wind died down, and they were completely amazed.
How beautiful it is when I see you unfurling courage in the face of danger, when all is tempest round about. By faith speak peace to raging waves, until diamonds sparkle once again on the newly stilled water. And let's pray together now for people who are caught in various storms, that the Lord would save his people from autocratic fanatics who entice with great malevolence in their misplaced zeal, from those who brazenly mistake soul for spirit.
Words that honour and exalt cause souls to thrive in even the poorest upland soil. But is not the essence of all the buts and maybes that trip so lightly from our tongue death-distilling and life-denying? We repent of all the cutting words and judgments we so sweepingly pass, and ask instead that we may both believe and work towards establishing your best in all whom you direct us to.
Keep us quiet until the right time comes to speak. Then let our words be shields that chaperone, rather than dagger-like gossip that wounds and divides.
Some people's so-called open minds are so porous that they cannot hold any true convictions. When the tempests risk tossing people adrift from their moorings, hold your people fast to what they know to be true. For the gospel is the means of salvation, first to the Jew and then to the Gentile. And in Christ there is neither Jew nor Gentile, male nor female, free or slave, for Christ is in all and we are one in him.
Well, that doesn't mean that the Lord doesn't care about Israel, his firstborn son, or about setting people free from the yoke of slavery. For the day will come when people no longer say, "As the Lord lives, who rescued the people of Israel from the land of Egypt," but rather will say, "As the Lord lives, who brought the Jews back to their own land from the countries to which he had exiled them."